I moved to Argentina in 2011 on what was meant to be a one-year research fellowship, and I moved down with a baseline knowledge of the Argentine dictatorship. I knew that thousands of people had been disappeared by the military, but I was absolutely shocked to learn the full extent of the brutality that had taken place. And the most shocking thing that I learned was that among the Argentines disappeared by the military were hundreds of women who happened to be pregnant at the time. And these women were brought to clandestine detention centers, and the military would wait until they gave birth and then separate them from their children, place their children with military and police families to be raised under false identities, and then disappear the new mothers, never to be seen again. And I also learned of this incredible group of women, the Abuelas de Plaza de Mayo, who banded together to find those stolen children, their grandchildren. And I wanted to read everything that I possibly could about the Abuelas. I became obsessed and quickly found that there was only one book that had been written about them in English. And it was really good, really comprehensive. It's called Searching for Life. But it had been published in 1999, so quite a lot of time had passed. And also, it was quite an academic treatment and not really a narrative nonfiction history of the type that I've always really loved reading. And at the time, it didn't really occur to me to try to write one myself. For starters, because I was 22 and didn't yet have that level of confidence. But also, I ended up staying in Argentina for much longer than I'd originally intended. I got a job working for The Economist, covering Argentina and Uruguay. And the longer I lived in Argentina, the more I got lulled into this sense that everybody knew who the Abuelas were, everybody knew the incredible things that they'd done. And it wasn't until years later, upon moving back to the States and actually getting pregnant myself for the first time, that their story came rushing back to me. And I started talking to friends about it, many of whom had studied history as I had, and nobody had heard the Abuelas story. And suddenly, the book that I'd really wanted to read back when I moved to Argentina, I desperately wanted to write.